Jalen Mann is a junior at Indiana University. He's your average college student, except when it comes to one aspect of his life. He doesn't have a driver's license.
I do have a learner's permit, but that's only because I needed a form of ID for my 21st birthday.
Mann prefers walking. He says, unlike his friends, he just never took an interest in driving, and he still gets picked on for it. It shows as he and his roommate talk about it in the kitchen.
Didn't you feel bad, like, asking them all the time, hey, can you pick me up? Hey, can I get a ride? Oh, I want to go hang out.
They'll just kind of look at me for a second and be like, you don't even have a license. I don't know what you're talking. Like, you shouldn't be talking or contributing to the conversation.
Although it sounds unusual, Mann isn't the only one skipping out on the typical 16-year-old's dream. According to a study published in the journal Child Development, in the late 1970s, 88% of high school seniors had a driver's license. That's dropped to about 73% during the past several years. The reason for the significant drop in adolescents driving isn't exactly clear. But Greg Sider, the public affairs manager with the Hoosier Motor Club, says it seems the economy plays a big role.
The finances involved in not only obtaining a license, but then in driving a vehicle, those numbers in and of themselves were what we believe were pulling kids away from wanting to get their license.
Sider says the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety found the biggest reason for teens holding off on getting their license is that they don't have a car.
There's obviously a direct connection in the ability of teenagers being able to find jobs or to have some sort of income and connecting that then to their willingness and eagerness to obtain a driver's license.
Put in the ignition, go ahead and start it up, but let's not do anything else yet.
Bernard Sissel has been teaching driver education for the last 20 years. As he sits in the passenger seat, he gives detailed instructions while one of his students operates the car.
Let's go left up here into the lot.
Sissel says he loves working with the teens.
Driver education is one of those things. If they're taking driver ed, they're certainly interested in the subject material and they're wanting to learn.
But he says there are a number of reasons teens put off this rite of passage.
It could be because, you know, there's not a need in the family. There may, you know, mom drives, dad drives, they got an older brother, sister that drives, and maybe they just don't have the interest to want to learn.
Not only is driver education expensive, costing at least a few hundred dollars, he says it's not as accessible as it used to be because it was previously mandated by the Department of Education.
Back years ago, all the high schools had their own driver education program, and it was typically the physical education department staff that would go out and teach the kids as a regular part of the school day.
That's not the case anymore, and Sissel says that makes it more challenging for teens. But Sider says recent car accident data shows a possible uptick in the number of teens getting their licenses.
Because there are more teenagers being involved in accidents on the roadway, we can take from that that there are more teenagers driving. So that's a variable right there.
While that's an anecdotal example of how the trend could be changing, it's unclear if that's what's really happening. And still, there are many people like Mann, the college student who loves to walk everywhere, who don't have a specific reason for not getting their license. They just simply have no desire. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.